Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Heath Mayor Mark Johns.
It's always a pleasure to have you in. How does a mayor beat the heat?
Oh my goodness. It's been unbelievable, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like we never had that nice 77 degree, day. And in the spring, we went from cool, somewhat rainy, it seemed like. And now it's full on summer blazing heat. One of the things that that we're fortunate in Heath to have, and not just for our community,
sure,
but for the entire region, really, is the Heath City Water Park. You know, it is a fabulous place to come, have fun, anytime, but especially when the weather's like this. I think Sunday I drove by and they were parking cars in the grass.
Wow.
Now, the nice thing is that the facility is large enough. There's enough water surface. There's enough places to, lay your beach towels down and such, that it can be crowded like that. And still, there's plenty of room, plenty of opportunity to get on the big speed slide or the big slalom slide or anything like that. The diving board.
Not that you've ever done that, right?
No. I always wanted to be a luger when I would watch the Winter Olympics.
Wow.
And I always thought luge was a really neat sport. And so when I'm on the slalom slide, I kind of imagine that's what I'm doing.
Next up for the USA, from Heath, Ohio, Mark Johns.
Let me tell you something. I would not look too good in one of those suits that they wear, those really tight compression things.
That I need would a little not... more compression right here.
Yeah. And hand me another donut hole as I'm saying that.
Oh, my. If you'd have thought or told me that this was going there today, I never would have led with this. I can tell you that right now. Yeah, one extra donut hole, you're going to need a bigger suit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know the history of it, but how did it come to be in the city of Heath that you have such a big, beautiful water park? Because, you're talking a lot of cities don't have this, even cities two, three, four times the size of Heath.
Sure. So, there used to be, first of all, the original pool facility was the Olympic-sized pool, the dive tank. To the, as you're looking at the pool from the entrance, you got the Olympic sized pool right there. The dive tank is to the right. The wading pool, where it goes up to about 2.5 feet, is on the left. That was the original pool complex dating back to the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 25 years ago now, actually, they did a big expansion at the pool. That's where they added the lazy river. That's where they added the bucket, feature.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go to the complex, the filtering system for the original pool complex is still operational. There's a separate filtering system for what was constructed about 25 years ago. And so, it was just, it's been a popular feature, always has been a popular parks and recreational feature in the community. And 25 years ago, they decided to make an investment to add, what I mentioned, to add the speed and the slalom slide, to add some other features. And it really took off. Those first few years there, I guess it was, parking in the grass was the norm.
Mm-hmm.
at that facility. Times change. A lot of families are a lot busier in the summer with whatever their kids' summer sports activities might be, or whatever it is that they may be doing. Families seem to be a lot busier during the summer now than, what we used to be, years and years ago. But it's still a wonderful parks and recreational offering, by the city of Heath. And, everybody, those license plates from Ohio have the county number stickers on them. And you'll see all different kinds of numbers in the parking lot. So, we're drawing them not just from Heath or Licking County, but you know, beyond.
And memberships, people can buy a membership, family memberships and stuff like that. I'm assuming they're still available even at this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you get a family member, let's say you got a family of four, right? Two adults, two kids. You get a family membership, you only have to go probably, I don't know, three times maybe to make up that cost. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's in the mid 90s, like it's been this week, I can imagine people going more than once just here in this week.
Every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you're hearing a lot of this. Hey, Mom, it's hot. Can we go to the pool? I mean, I'm sure you're hearing that
probably
from a lot of my parents are.
Yeah.
I remember some of the greatest memories were our church used to have a pool up in the Akron area. And man, my mom would come home from work at 5 o'clock, tell us to get in the car, go over there, throw some burgers on. And my brother and I just jumped in the pool and never got out of it.
I mean, here's a nice thing too. Let's say you don't have a membership and you get home from work and you just want to, you know, take your family to go cool off. Starting at 5 o'clock, it's only half price on the walk-in rate. So, you know, you can get a couple hours in there of some fun and get cooled off a bit in the pool and then head back home. It's, again, in this heat, it's a popular thing to do, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, I wouldn't do it. You know, I wouldn't go there if it was like 60 degrees out, but the water is heated. You know, we heat the water, in the pool. You know, the natural gas bill is what it is, mm-hmm. but you know, it's important to do that, to have a comfortable water temperature. And so I'd encourage people this week and the rest of the summer, come on out to the Heath Water Park and enjoy, you know, really fun time.
I feel like it should be cooling the water temperature now.
I don't know how much we need to heat it.
Probably
right
not
now.
Much, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. I will tell you this, even if it's 60 degrees in my family, it wouldn't matter. It'd jump on. It's always the same thing. It's cold when you first get in. Okay. All right, no problem. I'll jump right in. So it's a great time.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we take a break, at the big 4th of July celebrations are going to be coming up. We talked about Mayor Compton. He was in talking about Pataskala's, which is this coming weekend, the 28th. But I know Heath has a great ceremony as well.
Oh, yes. July 2nd. That's our date every year. Doesn't matter what day of the week it falls on. July 2nd is the Star Spangled Celebration at Geller Park in Heath. It's located down at the west end of Cynthia Street. And, you know, the group that organizes that event, thank goodness that they do, because without them, you just simply couldn't have it. But it looks like we're going to have another great event. You know, knock on wood, we'll have good weather, maybe not as hot as it's been, but we'll have good weather. And, you know, the fireworks show is fantastic. We set them off there in the park. So the park is a really great place to watch mm-hmm. them. But there's other places around town, too, that I know people come to watch the fireworks. So whether you're in the park enjoying, you know, the vendors that we have there, getting your food and your beverages or whatever and watching the fireworks there, or if you're someplace else in town, you know, come on out to Heath on July 2nd and get a good dose of fun and fireworks at the end of the evening.
When's it all get started? What time, you know?
5 o'clock mm-hmm. is when the event begins. Fireworks go off at
right,
10.
Dusk, yeah, around that time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very light, very mm-hmm. late this time of year. So 10 o'clock is when the fireworks go.
And here's the other thing. Please have some patience when it's over, because you're not, especially if you're in that park, you're not getting out of there real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I know police do their best to get the traffic moving, but still, it could take some time.
Sure. Yeah. Have some patience. And if you've come with friends, maybe just hang out for a little bit afterward, too, before you get in the car and head out.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Really neat event that you folks are holding. Maybe let everybody know what's happening in
Geller. Sure. So we've been working on this project now for a little while. As everybody knows, pickleball has become, you know, a pretty popular sport, and not just among the more experienced in life set. It's actually becoming pretty popular with younger kids. And so we are going to have a groundbreaking event on the construction of a 12-court pickleball court complex that will also include a facility in between it and the existing sand volleyball courts that's going to be, and get ready for this, an actual men's and women's restroom area with a flushable toilet, a sink you can wash your hands in type facility. And then we're going to have adjacent or connected to it a covered pavilion with a few picnic tables. You know, like if you're waiting to get on a court or that kind of thing, mm-hmm. you can sit there. But, you know, it's something that we're really excited about. You know, the whole idea of a city's Parks and Recreation Department, it's not there to make money, right? It's not a profit center. What it is it's to offer different parks and recreational offerings to the community. And you guys know Geller Park is a fantastic park, lots of area. And we've done some things over the years in that. Maybe most recently was the disc golf course that we had installed, you know, throughout the park. And what's great about this is the buy-in that we have gotten from entities beyond just the city of Heath. Tim Schaefer, House state senator that represents us, helped to secure from the state a little more than $200,000 for this project. And we've raised in excess of another $200,000 from, you know, area foundations and businesses and such. And so, you know, you're talking about $400,000-$450,000, you know, somewhere in there, that are going toward this project that aren't city dollars, mm-hmm. you know, but it's because, first of all, in our community, we have a very strong philanthropic drive in our community, which is wonderful. Believe me, most communities do not have mm-hmm. that. And second of all, you know, people understand how important it is to, you know, try to maintain a good level of physical fitness so that you can have a longer life, have a more active life in later ages. And so, you know, we are going to construct a top-notch 12-court pickleball complex that we think will be the pride of this area. We hope and fully expect it to be busy because there's a lot of demand, you know, on the existing pickleball courts that we have in the area. It's just another great step evolution in what the City of Heath Parks and Recreation Department is going to offer to our community. And this complex should be finished in October.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to be able to get on it before the snow starts to fly.
Well, prime pickleball weather.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, because it ain't going to be 95 degrees. Hopefully.
Don't jinx it. Yeah. Do not jinx it.
Now, I know he hasn't played. Mm-hmm. I've played once and hooked. 2 days later, the wife and I went out and bought rackets and the pickleballs. I was hooked. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I've had some of my friends, oh, now you're an old guy. You get your Golden Buckeye card, too. I mean, they're just ripping me, but good. So I'm glad you said that about the more mature set, so to speak. Have you played?
Sadly, no. And here's the worst thing. I think it was two Christmases ago now, our daughters got my wife and I a set of pickleball equipment. And in the closet, it still sits. So
dust it off, Mayor.
I'm going to have to. Yeah. No, you know, she and I are both, you know, looking forward to having an opportunity to go play there from time to time. Again, it's pretty tough to get on the existing courts mm-hmm. that we have in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no doubt, we really have no doubt, that there will be quite a bit of demand to play on these courts. And when people see, you know, the finished product, see how nice this facility is going to be, they'll want to come, and we think they're going to want to come back.
So Parks and Recs, then, will they manage or organize the courts in any particular way? Will there be tournaments, leagues, things like that?
You know, we have talked about that. We we'll sort of see, you know, where the demand is. There's sort of a local group of pretty you know, serious pickleball players, okay. that, you know, that play frequently. We'll kind of see how, but we have talked about that possibility, you know, to be able to, and you know, if the demand on these 12 is really strong, maybe somewhere down the line, maybe someplace else in the city, maybe we look to do, you know, something else as well. We'll see. But no, we've talked about that, Joel. The idea of, you know, do we set up a league night, you know, or that kind of a thing.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Heath Mayor Mark Johns. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.